Hello?
Yes, hello. Could I speak to Robbie?
This is Robbie.
Yeah, good evening, Robbie. My name is Mario, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station?
No.
Okay. A newspaper or advertising agency?
No. No.
A media organization or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No. Okay. And what language would you prefer to conduct this interview?
English. Yeah. Yep.
Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislative on Tuesday,
yeah,
November?
I haven't decided on any of it yet.
You have not?
I haven't decided. No, I haven't.
Okay. But are you definitely going to vote? These are the questions.
Yes.
To,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Is that it?
No, ma'am. Next question would be which political party are you registered?
I'm a Republican.
Republican. What is your main racial background?
White.
Okay. What is your age?
1835, 36, 45, 46, 55.
Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or they are off in the wrong way?
I guess depends what it is. Right direction.
Okay, next question. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance cost, affordable housing, growth and overdevelopment, corruption in the city government, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental residency?
Inflation.
Inflation.
Yeah.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the county that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have not heard of each person, you may indicate that as well. First person would be Christine King.
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of her. Okay. Next question would be Manolo Reyes.
I've heard of him, but I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. Next question, Joe Carrollo.
No opinion. I don't know who you are. I'm not that really into politics.
Okay. Francis Suarez.
Oh, that I want to know. I don't know. No opinion, though. I don't know.
Okay. Damian Pardo.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
No opinion on that one.
Eileen Higgins?
No opinion.
Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable?
No.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Miguel Galeva?
Don't know who that is.
Daniela Levine Cava?
Unfavorable. I know that one.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. I don't really know that one that well. Just know what I mean.
Okay, next question. In the election for president, for president were held today, among the following candidates for whom you would vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Who would I vote for? I don't like either of them. But I guess if I had to pick one, I guess Trump.
Okay. But next question.
Not thrilled with that either.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, this is a long one. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Chapter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Presiding Qualification for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the valid question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Chapter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for minimum of 1 year immediately presiding qualifying for candidates running for commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately presiding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. In the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Yes.
Yes in favor.
In favor, yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. The second, now this is another long one, but we're almost done. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyancy for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail and Watson Island.
Okay. Yes, I'm very familiar with that. Very familiar with that address.
And
you're actually speaking to one of the previous owners of Jungle Island. That's funny. Okay.
Okay.
My father owned it. Yeah. Okay. That property.
And the valid question reads, shall Miami's chapter be amended? Authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Equal Residency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, bidding, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I'm going to vote no against the referendum. No. No.
Okay. Okay. Next question. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, next question. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the valid question reads, shall city charter be amendment to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of lease property to tenants for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost to city. $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote no. No.
Okay, next question. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against? Would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay, now you will be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraisal fair market value. Strongly agree? Approve?
Agree. Yeah.
Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
To leasing, it says, can you read the question again? To leasing the land to the...
Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
No, I wouldn't do that.
So, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove,
so,
strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Next question. Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums.
Yeah, disapprove. Disapprove. I don't think those should be condominiums.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly?
I strongly disapprove.
Strongly. Allowing office space to be included.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Next question. At no cost to the city or taxpayers. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat.
Oh, at no cost to the taxpayers?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
At no cost to the city or taxpayers.
Approve. Approve. Somewhat
strongly
approve.
Somewhat.
At
$9 million contribution to affordable housing. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove. Strongly disapprove, actually. Strongly.
Next question. Reducing the overall amount of development. Somewhat approve. Strongly disapprove. Somewhat.
Can you say that question again?
Reducing the overall amount of development.
I somewhat approve.
Last question. Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Is it like here or there? I don't know. Somewhat approve, I guess. Somewhat approve.
Okay. You will now be given more detailed descriptions of disapproval. Disapproval will update and already voters approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal would allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allowed approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The upgraded, the updated proposal would result in over $1 million of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor for this referendum or no against this referendum?
No. Strongly agree. No. No. No.
Okay. Probably vote no against.
Against it.
Okay. Now, this, in regardless, this question, next question, and regardless of your proposition, what is the one thing you would like most about what you just heard?
What do I like about it? Brings in money to the city with having the hotels and the restaurants. Good for the city.
Thank you. And next question. You will now be given some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a result to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First question, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford. would you say very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing?
Very convincing. Mm-hmm.
Next question. This proposal would increase traffic between the city of Miami, mm-hmm. mainland,
yeah.
and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway,
yes.
which is mm-hmm. already a big problem for
yeah,
local residents and communities.
Mm-hmm.
Very yep. convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing. Very convincing. Oh, yeah.
Next
I'm
question.
Stuck in that traffic on that, exactly on that spot every day. So it's very
okay.
convincing. The traffic's terrible.
Okay. Next question. This proposal mm-hmm. is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo projects mm-hmm. for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford. Very mm-hmm. convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing. No difference.
Somewhat convincing, yeah. Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corruption, city hall, and pet projects
mm-hmm.
that line their own pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing.
Yeah,
not
very convincing.
Very convincing.
Yeah, no, very convincing.
Okay. Next question. You will now be given some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards,
mm-hmm.
please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a result to vote. Yes, in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First question.
Okay.
This proposal would create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry paying a living wage. City of Miami residents would
mm-hmm.
be given preference in hiring for these new jobs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference.
No difference.
No difference. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
This proposal is completely funded by private individuals,
mm-hmm.
meaning
mm-hmm.
that no
yeah,
city
no.
money
yeah.
will be spent on
yeah.
this project.
Yep.
Not.
Yeah. Is there more to that question?
No, that was it. Very
that
convincing.
Is,
somewhat convincing. Not too convincing. Not at all convincing.
Can you say that question one more time?
Yes. Question is, this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
Yeah, no, not convincing.
Not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. Next question. This proposal would expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for
mm-hmm.
Miami residents to enjoy.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Next question. Mm-hmm. This proposal would result in over $1 million in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Next question. This proposal would result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
Not at all convincing, no. Not at all convincing.
Next question. Yeah. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Would you say very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference?
Say somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Yeah.
Next question. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the referendum or vote no against this referendum? Yes in favor, no against?
In favor of the whole referendum, which is either to do the hotels or to put in affordable housing? Is that the referendum?
The question it goes to the long one that we just asked, where you were in favor, not in favor. Taking into account of everything you just heard.
Yeah.
Would I be
in favor of it or not in favor of it? I guess I would be somewhat in favor of it.
Okay, so yes in favor or no against?
No, I don't think I would be. No, I wouldn't be in favor of it. It's just going to cause so much traffic, and it's already too crowded over there.
Okay, so safe to say no against that favor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against? Would that be definitely or probably?
Probably. Probably.
Okay. Last question. Would you now be against a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only? And regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the
Republican. Republican.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal or moderate or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Let's say conservative.
Okay. Well, very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
I would say moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, somewhat college?
College graduate.
College graduate with an associate of or two-year degree?
A four-year degree.
Okay, somewhat graduate with a four-year degree?
Mm-hmm. A graduate with a four-year degree.
Okay, this concludes our survey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you very much for
your
time.
You're welcome.
Have
You're welcome.
Night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.